This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Lava from a volcano that erupted in the Democratic Republic of Congo is reaching the airport in Goma, a volcano expert said on Saturday as the government activated plans to evacuate the city. The lakeside city of about 2 million was thought to be spared, but a new fracture has opened on the volcano, and the lava is moving south towards Goma. It's one of the world's most active volcanoes, and it erupted in the early evening on Saturday, tinging the sky above Goma with a red glow. There are memories of the last eruption in 2002, which killed 250 people and left 120,000 people homeless. Residents Saturday grabbed mattresses and other belongings and fled towards the frontier with neighboring Rwanda. The UN Security Council is welcoming the ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers and calling for it to continue after 11 days of fighting left hundreds dead, mostly Palestinians, many women and children. A statement released Saturday was approved by all 15 members. It says the council mourns the loss of civilian lives resulting from the violence and stresses the immediate need for humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian civilian population, particularly in Gaza. The statement further said it was urgent to restore calm and reiterated the importance of achieving peace based on the vision of a region where two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, live side by side with secure and recognized borders. The United States, Israel's closest ally, had earlier blocked four proposed council statements calling for a ceasefire that all other members supported, saying it could interfere with Biden administration efforts to end the hostilities. This is